8:47 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. And on this Monday, it is time for another edition of Campus Connection. And welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today we're going to be talking with Fred Terwilliger. Fred is a faculty advisor and lecturer in the Information Sciences and Technology program at Penn State Dubois. Hey, Fred, thanks for being here today on Campus Connection.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you're welcome. Hey, to start things off, Fred, would you please give yourself a quick introduction of yourself and give us a brief personal and professional history.
All right, I can do that. Much to my students' chagrin, I'll try to make this short. Born and raised here in Dubois, Pennsylvania. Lived all my life here. Decided to go to college. Went to college for this. Went to college for that. Couldn't figure it out. Graduated. Went back to my previous part-time job, I guess you would call it. Mm-hmm. 1998, suffered a family tragedy. And when I returned to work after that, I sort of said to myself, you know what? I got to do something. Mm. And it was at that point where I just heard that Penn State Dubois has this new program called IST, Information Sciences and Technology. Mm-hmm. And I've always liked tech stuff. So I thought I'll give this a try.
Yeah. And you started up that at that point. So could you give us an overview of what you now do in your various roles?
Sure. I guess I omitted. I eventually graduated from Penn State Dubois here. Worked for almost a decade in healthcare IT, then a little bit in engineering IT, which ultimately landed me at Penn State Dubois. But what I do at Penn State Dubois is I've always considered myself a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. I like to try to do as much as I can. I like to help out as much as I can. So in addition to my actual teaching responsibilities, teaching concepts such as programming, database administration, cyber forensics, amongst the others, I like to try to lend my services in terms of being a student advisor as much as I can. I like to be club advisor. I like to help out with all of the events on campuses, mm-hmm. On campus. You know, just being there is what I consider to be a large part of my job.
Nice. Now, information sciences and technology is something that is so much a part of our life, everybody's life every day. And it's something that's constantly changing. As a matter of fact, probably since we started our talk here this morning, so much has changed in the world of technology. So here's a big question. How do you and the other faculty members at Penn State Dubois stay on the cutting edge of what's going on?
Let me preface that with just a slight little bit of insight. Since our discussion has started here, not only has technology changed a lot, but I probably have to now adopt a new edition of all of my textbooks. Luckily, within the IT program, the IST program, we call it the IT program because so many people say, what's IST?
Yeah.
But then when we say IT, everyone knows the IT guy.
Exactly.
So, we use that. But luckily, those of us in the IT program, we also have a very personal interest in IT and technology and stuff like that. So it's really our own interests that drive us on finding what's the newest stuff, what's the stuff that now has vulnerabilities, everything like that. And it's always about geeking out every day when we get to campus. Hey, did you see this just came out? Did you see that just came out? And so it's pretty self-driven, to be honest. But with that being the case, we have our subscriptions to our society journals and stuff like that, where they're telling us what the new stuff is. But it's a lot of self-driven interest.
Okay. Now, and part of that, the self-driven interest, let's talk a little bit more completely about what it is that inspired and motivated you, Fred, to enter the field of information sciences and technology. And what would you tell someone who's listening today that may possibly be interested in pursuing this type of education program at Penn State Dubois?
Well, as a younger lad, I used to get in trouble quite a lot. And when I say I got in trouble quite a lot, it's not for bad things.
Okay.
But I would get the at that time in our history, I would get the newest electronic gadget for Christmas, say the little handheld football game, which was just a bunch of red dots running across the screen with arrows. And, you know, I'd put the batteries in it on Christmas morning. I'd play it for 2 minutes, and then I'd tear it apart to see how it works. So my parents aren't very happy with that because I'm breaking my Christmas gifts instead of playing with them. But it was all about that. It was all about that. How is this working? Why is it working this way?
Curiosity.
Curiosity. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, 1978 hits and the Atari 2600 comes out. Yeah. And wow, this is, I get to play video games at home.
Big moment in my life.
Yes, too. Absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, in hindsight, they paled in comparison to the actual arcade versions of those games. But, you know, the video gaming came in. Along with the video gaming came an interest in the computing technology. The computing technology led to the same curiosities as the older stuff did. I got to tear this apart and see how it works. And that's what's really kept me here. And and I do have to admit that for all of his good and bad, I've always sort of looked up to Tony Stark as a fictional hero, and his desire for the technology world and such was sort of a motivator for me as well.
Yeah. There's so much good that can be accomplished with the use of technology, and on the other side of that coin, so much bad and so much evil that can take place there as well. So that's interesting. Now, someone who may have a burgeoning interest in it, would you have any words of insight or what you would tell them if they even have the slightest interest of pursuing that type of education?
Well, if they have the slightest interest in pursuing it, the first recommendation I make is if they're looking at Penn State Du Bois as a possibility, or even if not looking at Penn State Du Bois as a possibility, go to where you're possibly looking and see what they have to offer. Get a tour or something like that. Outside of that realm, if you're thinking you might be interested in information technology career, find someone that has an old computer. Tear it apart. Don't worry about breaking it because maybe it's already broken. I always like to tell people there's only two pieces of the computer, hardware and software.
Yeah.
You can't break software. You just reinstall it.
True.
You can't break hardware because, well, you can break hardware, but you just replace it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about experimenting, seeing if it is something you truly like, but don't do it to your main household computer. Please, folks, I'm not advising that. Do it to something that maybe someone just has lying around and might donate.
Yeah. Good disclaimer there. Fred, we have about 3 minutes left here, and in those final 3 minutes, I'd like to ask you about what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of working in the Information Sciences and Technology Department at Penn State Du Bois.
Well, my wife has always sort of jokingly criticized me, maybe 1% of it is serious, but mostly joking, that I, if given a chance, would be in college for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I love the academic environment. I love the learning environment. But realistically, with student loans, we can't be in college forever.
No.
So we got to get out and start making money at some point. So I saw the opportunity to provide this service within my hometown campus as not only a way to give to the future of the IT workforce, help them on their way, but also to fulfill my own goal of sort of being in college for the rest of my life, but maybe now getting paid for it.
Yeah.
I get all of the luxuries of doing what I would have done as a student as part of my work responsibility, the continuous learning, the continuous experimenting, et cetera, et cetera. That's the most one of the most rewarding parts. The second most rewarding part is just seeing those future workforce individuals to their goals.
Yeah. Fred Terwilliger, thank you so much for spending time with us today on Campus Connection.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We look forward to hearing more about Penn State Du Bois in the weeks and months ahead on Campus Connection here on Connect FM.